Brandon's Bounce 96.1 The Music. You just can't quit. It's Mike with you. Thanks for tuning in this week on the Farm. We are highlighting Manitoba Beef, our good friends at Manitoba Beef, and the good producers that live right here in West Man. I'm joined via phone this morning by Melissa Atchison. Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So let's learn a little bit more about you first, Melissa, and your operation. Let's really go on the farm. Take us to the Pipestone area and brag about your family farm. Tell us everything.
Yeah, I married into this farm, so together with my husband and my kids and our extended family, we run Poplar View Stock Farm. So we're about 10 miles east of Pipestone.
Grasslands are important from a climate change perspective because grasslands sequester more carbon than forests. Can you expand on that one a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Protecting the environment is super close to my heart. This farm is an intergenerational family farm. It's been in the family well over 100 years. So we tend to the land with integrity and resourcefulness and hard work. And like you said, beef farms and ranchers are caretakers of one of the most endangered ecosystems right in our own backyard. So we have the native prairie. What the cool thing about these is that grasslands evolved in concert with herds of grazers. So we no longer have those buffalo and bison on the prairies, and we need to replace them with cattle in order to help flourish those grasslands.
I really like how you worded that, because you really are caretakers for the land, right? I think that's something that definitely gets lost on a lot of people and they might not realize. So speaking of the land, it can go through tough stages with things like a drought. I know this year was an interesting one, you know, moisture-wise. I know it always is. It's always a little different every year in West Man. But can you speak to this past year and where you are now with everything?
Yeah, it's been a really, really tough year, certainly across Manitoba. And here in the Southwest was no exception. So we have had a bit of rain, but the tap has been off for about a month and a half now. So while we welcome that soak, we're still not out of the woods yet. We're facing a very dry fall, and we're hoping for some snow this winter. Certainly now producers are working hard to make sure that our needs for our cattle and our current inventories are kind of matching up with what we project for the winter feeding season.
In case you're just tuning in, this is Melissa Atchison with our On the Farm segment. We're supporting Manitoba Beef, and I guess I'll kind of leave the spotlight or the microphone to you, Melissa. If there's just one last thing, if you had any kind of a message, if you wanted someone to take away something, maybe to learn about Manitoba Beef or the state of the industry, you know, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. If you want to learn more about Manitoba beef producers and the good work that beef producers do on the landscape, please visit our website at www.mbbeef.ca. And I would like everyone to know that when you choose beef, whether you get that direct from the farm or wholesale or retail or even at a restaurant, you're getting a high-quality, affordable, and safe product that promotes environmental sustainability.
We are happy and proud to support Manitoba Beef and family farms and people like Melissa Atchison. Thanks for taking the time to shed the spotlight on Manitoba Beef with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.